what everybody knows after the mass protests that were held in cities around the earth over half a year ago is that the forces of the U.S. government could care less about the popular protests that shook the planet. They could care less because they do not serve the interests of the people, but the privileged. They do not serve the many, they serve the few.
I've been going into prison for 38 years because my mother and father are both in prison.
4 minutes of gunfire, one Philadelphia policeman killed, and it was over. The members of the Back to Nature group MOVE had been routed from their house.
The judge sentenced each to 30 to 100 years in jail.
That's my mama.
When she was arrested, she was almost due to give birth to me. When she did give birth, it was in a prison cell.
And the MOVE 9 were sentenced to 30 to 100 years for third-degree murder, exceeding every other such sentence in modern Pennsylvania history.
The voice you're hearing there is coming from a prison cell. It's a remarkable bit of radio history. The story I want to lead you to today starts in 1978 with a group in Philadelphia calling themselves MOVE. That voice you hear over a stark and staticky telephone line is the voice of one of the people imprisoned over MOVE. It is the voice of Mumia Abu-Jamal. And as you hear him speak there, he is on death row. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 5. The story of MOVE is one I remember from very early in my radio career. It was in the news when I was very new to the news business. I've thought of it often over the years because of something I would hear on the radio. I'm thinking of it again now, because while watching the end of a series on a pay video channel, HBO, I'm exposed to a promo, a trailer, for a new documentary-style series called 40 Years a Prisoner. It's the voice of Mike Africa Jr. you hear in that promo, telling you he was born in a prison cell because of what happened when the Philadelphia police moved on MOVE. A police officer died that day in a confrontation started by police MOVEs.
The MOVE organization experienced so much hate and anger from the system.
It was a situation that everybody knew was going to explode. It was only a matter of time.
Nine black people sent to prison for decades upon decades, although it appears it was another cop's bullet that killed a cop that day. One of the MOVE nine is one Mumia Abu-Jamal. Fast forward, the late 80s in Toronto. I remember the posters on posts on Queen Street West. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Come to this talk. Join the effort. And then, on Saturday mornings, I would hear his voice. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on the radio in Toronto. He's part of the weekly show from Norman Otis Richmond on what was at that time CKLN on 88.1. The commentary is presented as prison radio.
To be truly anti-imperialist means organizing not demonstrations but mass movements that pose an alternative to the deadly status quo. It means believing and fighting for the idea that another world is possible. It means thinking of the peoples of this world as the same as us, not them. It means the renunciation of white supremacy. It means a foreign policy truly based upon simple humility instead of domination. It means a real transformation of the way things are done here. And that means change, revolution.
This particular commentary is not about MOVE. And it's not about Black Lives Matter, although the approach certainly sounds contemporary. It's actually from 2003. And he's talking about international protests over the U.S. war in Iraq, how the U.S. government does not care about the demands of protesters. Abu-Jamal circles back to the events that put him in prison in 2014. Imagine all these years writing these weekly, researched, nuanced social commentaries and sending them out over the prison telephone so they can end up on the radio on community radio stations, including here in Toronto. But in 2014, he sends out a prison radio commentary lamenting the lack of teaching of actual black history in schools in America, including the story of MOVE. The next generation, he complains, has no idea the events ever happened because, untaught, they are hidden, erased. He's talking about the case of Eddie Africa, another of the MOVE Nine. denied parole years after he should have been eligible, went to prison at age 29, has reached 65 as Abu Jamal tries to put the story back into the world.
Neither he nor they are in prison because of either innocence nor guilt. They are in prison because they believe in the teachings of John Africa. They're MOVE members to the system. That is unforgivable.
Abu Jamal's own death sentence was commuted to life in 2011. It took him until 2018 to win the right to appeal his case. I'm telling only part of the story, of course, but it's easy to research more, to find dozens of his prison radio commentaries online, originally written by hand and then recorded over the telephone. And I imagine many, many people will hear of MOVE for the very first time because of the new HBO series. But I will always remember this.
From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Wow. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.